Hi, and welcome to the South Central PA Mom Fireflies and Whoopie Pie podcast, where we discuss motherhood, local events, and everything in between right here in South Central PA. So sit back, grab a coffee a while, and settle in for the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we have Caitlin with us, and she is the owner of Fit for Mom Reading. Caitlin, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about Fit for Mom Reading. What is that exactly?
Yeah. So Fit for Mom Reading is a franchise-based location off of the national fitness brand of Fit for Mom. So Fit for Mom is the nation's leading pre and postnatal fitness programs.
And how did you get involved with that?
So my story is a little interesting and unique. I was an educator for 7 years, and about 6 years ago, I was in the stage of life with two kids and starting to look for ways that I could be home with my kids, including my hobbies of fitness and, you know, just more time for my kids and my family. So randomly stumbled upon a Facebook ad that Fit for Mom was looking for owners. And actually, right around this time, 6 years ago, I filled out the application. And in April, I will celebrate 6 years of ownership.
And what kind of, so what makes Fit for Mom Reading different from your normal gym? Because I know that, like, as a mom, for me, it's really hard to find a gym that is, I don't want to say family friendly, but, you know, that you can go to with your kids.
Yeah, of course. So what makes Fit for Mom unique and special is that we bring our kids with us. So it originated, Fit for Mom overall originated over 20 years ago out in San Diego, California. And the owner, Lisa Drexman, was looking for a way to incorporate fitness with her stage of motherhood, which was, you know, the newborn stage. So she plopped her little baby Jacob in a stroller and invited moms in the community to come work out with her. So what's unique about us is we incorporate our kids, not necessarily in the workouts. Our kids aren't doing the workout with us, but our kids are there from stroller aged all the way up through school age. They get to see us making our fitness and our wellness a priority. So we're not leaving them for our workouts. They get to be with us. They get to see that importance. And it gives a little less mom guilt to walking away from them to get our workouts in.
Yeah. And especially because, you know, there are a lot of places where I know in my experience, for example, like the YMCA, we love the YMCA. We've had memberships there, you know, on and off for a long time. But when you have childcare, we found, especially having a child that has special needs, like, it's so hit or miss. Like, is this going to be a good fit for my kid? And it's like, well, are the people working here, you know, are they going to be engaging with them and playing with them? Or are they just going to be sitting there on their phones the whole time? You know, and you never really know. And so it can be hard to feel comfortable. And a lot of times I would end up being like, it's just easier to try to fit in time to go to the gym, like, without them, because I don't know how comfortable I am leaving them in childcare.
Yeah. And what is unique about our classes too, our stroller-based classes, we, like I said, the kids aren't necessarily doing the jumping jacks with us. Actually, we encourage them to be in their strollers or be on a safe mat so that they're not, you know, in the way of moms or not causing safety issues. But we engage with them through songs and play during our workouts. So we might do the jumping jacks while singing the ABCs, or we might, you know, do back pedals and then skip forward and tickle the kids in the stroller. So they're also getting that mom to baby connection that they're not going to get in a gym daycare. And, you know, everybody has their preference of how they work out. And sometimes moms need that break from their kids, which is also special because we do have mom only classes as well. But it allows mom to interact and play with their child during a workout. And I've seen more and more lately too, my local YMCA, nothing against them, but their childcare is closed a lot because they're short staffed. So then, you know, it puts mom in that predicament of she was planning to get her workout in, but now what? So that is just an added feature of being part of our Fit for Mom Village.
Yeah, it's well, and then you only have the childcare that is open certain times.
Yeah.
You know, which, and I'm not trying to say that that's, you know, a bad thing. You can't, I mean, Fit for Mom or the YMCA or anywhere is not going to be open 24 hours a day. But it's a lot easier, I think, to plan if your kid is able to come with you versus you're having to plan around a pre-existing childcare schedule, because then it's like, okay, well, what classes can I do? If you want to do like a workout class, for example, now it's, well, is this even available during childcare hours? That's been something I've had to deal with a lot of times.
Yeah.
And the classes that I want to take, they're not available.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I think that another really good part about having your kids with you in the class too is that it's setting a really good example of showing them mom doing something for herself, mom doing something healthy.
Yeah, it's funny because my 2-year-old will mimic exactly what I am doing.
That's adorable.
It is so cute. And, you know, and as a mom of 4, all of my kids will mimic my exercises, but let's be honest, it's adorable when a 2-year-old does it. So even last night, I was teaching a virtual class because we offer virtual classes as well. And I said something about great job ladies or great job mamas, keep it up. And my 2-year-old was right next to me going, good job mamas, keep it up. And just, you know, not only the effect that we're having on them of showing them a healthy lifestyle and mom taking care of herself, but also encouraging others and just being that positive accountability that some moms need in their life. Because 2 of our moms last night, for example, it was a virtual class and they have very little ones and their little ones needed their attention. And, you know, just reminding them throughout the workout that they may have not gotten that full half an hour workout for themselves, but they showed up and they showed up for themselves, for each other, for their kids. And whether it was 5 minutes or the whole half an hour, they put themselves first for just a little bit of time.
Now, do you feel like in your position, you know, as owning this gym that focuses on moms, have you noticed that it is harder, I guess, in your opinion, because I don't know, there's like studies out there about this, but harder for moms to prioritize themselves and their health and well-being than it is for dads? I feel like it would be.
I think so. I think it's always been kind of that notion of mom's taking care of everybody but herself. You know, even in today's times where we are seeing more 50-50 partnerships and dad helping out a little bit more than what you may have, you know, heard in past generations, it is still, I feel, especially again, in my opinion, that mom is still always putting others first. And, you know, you hear a lot of the saying of happy wife, happy life, but I like to turn it into healthy mom, healthy family, because if mom's taking care of herself, whether it's physically or mentally, it's just going to make for a better, well-rounded family. And asking mom to, you know, take 30 minutes for herself, whether it's a virtual class or come find us for an hour and bring her baby along, it's just a mood lifting experience and a workout. Whether you're there, last week I went to class as a support for my instructor and I held a baby the entire time. And I told the moms, I said, I'm here for support and I'm here to help you. I don't need to get my workout in. And some of our moms will come just because they need the support and the socialization. And if they move their bodies, that's just a little bonus.
Yeah, and I think that the socialization is a big part of it too. It's so hard to make friends as a mom. And a gym where you have other moms, not that you can't make friends with women who aren't moms, but you know, it's almost like it's easier, you know, because they get where you're coming from. They know what you're experiencing. And you're not only getting this socialization, but you're almost, it's like you're having a community to be there to support you.
One of our big things that we like to, I don't want to say advertise, but support throughout Fit for Mom is what we call our village. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to raise a mom. And, you know, the village I had for my first child compared to my fourth child is way different. I didn't have Fit for Mom with my first kid. And although I thought I was doing everything the best way I could, I had babysat for years. Kids were like a second nature to me. It's still different when it's your own. And we need that support of women who just get what we're going through. You know, new moms show up to classes and they're so hesitant. What if my baby cries? What if my kid screams? What if this happens? We get it. You're not going to walk into a gym and have the instructor say, "It's okay, I'll hold your baby." You know, and I told the mom last week when I was holding her little one, I said, "You're probably more bothered by her crying than anybody else here because we're moms and we get it. And we have kids that have blowouts during class. And we have kids that, you know, scream because they don't want to be strapped into the stroller." And it's just, it is a totally different. It's sometimes hard to explain. And that's why I'm like, think of words, Caitlin. Like, what are you trying to say? Until you're in that position of being a mom and trying to take care of yourself and your family, you don't know what it's like. And then you walk into Fit for Mom and it's just this whole different circle surrounding you.
And I think that another thing that has got to be great about having a place that is focused on moms is that it's probably more welcoming to, I mean, let's be honest, a mom's body.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is something that like you have experienced. I'm sure that other, you know, I can't be the only one, but even like going to the YMCA, there's times where it's like the YMCA is not as bad as other gyms. Don't get me wrong. There is a gym in my hometown that I used to joke is like, it's like the real life Globo gym, you know, because everyone be there in like their little itty bitty workout outfits. And it's like everyone's already fit. And then you're there like with your, you know, mom pooch and, you know, the stretch marks and like sweatpants. And you're like, man, I feel very out of place.
Yeah. And that's, and it's, I don't want to keep saying like we get it, but we're just, we're with you. We are moms. We, you know, and even my own fitness journey in itself has, my perspective has changed so much from that fourth kid of I need to get my body back. Mama, your body went through so much. You know, you see it all the time. In that 9 months, your body will go through more than a man's body ever will. And it's not, I think society as a whole needs to change its mind frame too about getting our bodies back, because your body is never going to be the same. I actually just read an article or wrote an article for Fit for Mom, and it was getting mom's fitness back. And what does it, and that can look different for every mom, and our bodies are going to look different and our fitness levels are going to look different. And it's the support and knowing that, again, we've all been through this and we're here for you, and it's a judgment-free zone. And we want you to feel comfortable, whether, you know, you're stepping out your jumping jacks for the first year and then you're finally doing, you know, I don't want to say finally, but then you're increasing to a full jumping jack. everybody's different. And that's what I love about our village.
Yeah. And it makes such a big difference. Like when you have a community that is supportive, you know, I started running, let me think, after I had my third baby. I was a very slow runner. I'm still a very slow runner. But, you know, one thing that made a big difference was that I would go do these 5Ks, and I even did, you know, back home, there's the Gate River Run, and it's a 15K. And you have like, not that they were in my wave, I was in like the slow people wave way in the back. But you have like Olympians that run this race, right? Mm-hmm. But one thing like I noticed is that like the running community, for example, you know, I would be like the slow person coming across the finish line and I'm like way towards the end and all these people have already finished or like giving you high fives, like you did great, way to go, you know, and it's so uplifting. You know, that's why I use that example, because when you have that, even though maybe you're not the best person there, but no one's tearing you down. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have that community of people. And, you know, I mentioned running because that's just what I've noticed in the running community. People seem to be very uplifting, you know, even if you're not fast or whatever, people are still there cheering you on. And that makes such a difference. It makes you want to keep going.
It really does.
I feel like everyone's judging me or I'm not good enough. You don't want to keep at it.
Yeah. And again, the community aspect, one of our sayings with Fit for Mom is, I came for the workout, but I stayed for the community because, you know, you can go to a gym, you can work out, you can do your online workouts. I will be honest, my first many years was online workouts. I to this day have never stepped foot in a gym. And I think it's just the support and the accountability that you get from having a community like Fit for Mom is just a whole different level than any other wellness program that you will find.
And I like that you use that word just now too, like wellness. I think that's another thing that we're slowly starting to, you know, move towards, but at the same time, just culturally, there's still this expectation, oh, you're going to bounce back. When are you going to bounce back? When are you going to get your pre-baby body back, you know, where it's, you know, with celebrities and not that I am putting them down. I am sure if I had, you know, a million nannies and a nutritionist and personal trainers, you know, I could probably look that great too. And that's their job. Their whole job is to look great. So more power to them. But culturally, you still have this expectation where, you know, it's, you go to the gym so you can be skinny or to lose weight, as opposed to it should be about overall wellness. And that's, I know for me, that's something that I've really been working on the past few years where it's like, I'm running or I'm going to the gym or I'm working out. And it's not just because I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to be healthy. You know, I may not ever be a size smaller than I am, but I can run a 5K and that's great. And that's what matters, right? And it's something that I want to my daughters especially to see. And to notice, like, it's not about having your body look a certain way. It's about being healthy and the overall wellness that comes with it.
Yeah, I think, and as I mentioned earlier, this, the picture that society gives us of what is healthy isn't always healthy. And, you know, the celebrity reference of, I forget who it was in the last year that had a baby and the, you know, all the news that was like, oh, look at her. She just had her baby like so many weeks ago. And I'm like, but that's not healthy. Like you're setting a standard up for us moms who, like you said, don't have those personal trainers and the nutritionist and, you know, the nannies to fit in their fitness programs. But it's more about the wellness of your body and feeling good and, you know, being healthy. And there was a saying that I was going to say, now I lost it, but it will come back to me. So I think we just need to change our mindset overall and even try and change society's mindset of what moms need to look like and feel like after having a baby.
Right, because it's, I don't want to say this like in a way, it's one thing to know it. You know, it's like you can know something and you know it's true, but emotionally it feels so different, right? But I mean, that's one of the things I have to tell myself. Like, look, you know, you've had a baby. You've had maybe multiple babies, whoever it is that you're talking to, you know, one, two, whatever babies. Even if you're, you know, an adoptive mom, like everything changes when you have kids, you know, like it's a lot harder when, let's say it's summertime and you've got all your kids at home and you can't, you don't have the time to sit and make yourself like a nice, healthy meal. So you're just kind of eating whatever is lying around that is kind of thrown your way. Or now I don't have time to go on the workouts that I used to go on. So, you know, it's like whatever the circumstances are, you're fundamentally changed. You know, it doesn't matter. Like if you're what kind of, even like I said, even adoptive moms, like being a mom fundamentally changes your life, and that's going to change your body too. But that's not the message that we're given. You know, we're expected to be able to do it all. And that includes with our fitness and our, you know, the way our body looks. And so it's one of those things that you know, I have to work to tell myself, like, it's not going to go back. I'm not going to go back to the way I was before. I'm going to look the way that I look. And, you know, your organs get moved around in pregnancy. Like, this isn't like a small thing.
It's funny too, because I was just talking to a medical professional for myself on Friday. And, you know, when you said about reminding yourself, like I can say, I tell myself often, you've had four kids, you're, you know, my oldest is almost 10. So I'm 10 more years older than what I was when I had him. And I'm not getting younger. So my body's changing. And even though, you know, I work as hard as I do, I have to remind myself what my body has gone through to have four kids. Or as you said, you know, maybe your body didn't go through it because you've adopted, or, you know, your journey to motherhood has looked different, but you're a mom and you're no longer putting yourself first. And you might be lacking sleep and you might be eating pizza twice in one day, like I did yesterday, because that was my life. And, you know, we just need to overall change our look on our role as a mom and how we can make ourselves a priority and make ourselves healthy in a way that's good for us and where we're at in our stages of motherhood.
Right. And it's really hard when you feel alone in that. And I think that's, you know, another example of why something like Fit for Mom is important, because you're, again, going to have people that are there that understand.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, they're going to have, I mean, not literally everyone's body is going to look alike, but, you know, in a way, it's like you're going to have people whose bodies there look like yours, you know, different sizes, sure, but it's like people are going to have stretch marks, or they're going to have, you know, the saggy boobs and the, you know, all the things that happen when you have kids. Like, there's not going to be this 18-year-old, you know, with the perfect body and like the tiny shorts and the sports bra that you're looking at them going, man, I look horrible. Maybe that's just me that does that. But
you know. And we all see ourselves differently too. And I think that's hard. I think any woman has, you know, a struggle with the body images sometimes, whether you've gone through pregnancy and motherhood and your body has changed. But it's coming to Fit for Mom and having that support and that non-judgment zone, I think is uplifting in itself. Of, we don't care. We don't care if you come up with spit up on your shirt, or, you know, your saggy boobs, or whatever you're going through in life. I think it's just knowing that you have that support and that you're not alone, because moms need to know that you're not meant to do motherhood alone. And you know, whether you have a very supportive family or friend circle, you need other moms in your life because we just get what you're going through.
And in your experience, what do you feel like are the barriers that are keeping moms from being able to focus on their own, you know, health and wellness and fitness?
I hate to say that I think moms really do use their kids as an excuse a lot. And that's where I love that we offer what we do offer through Fit for Mom. Mom guilt, I think, is another one of, well, you know, maybe you're a working mom and your kids are in school or your kids are in daycare and you don't get to see them a lot. But going back to that healthy mom thing, your kids need to see that. And they need to see that, you know, that you're taking care of yourself. Because if you're not, you're not going to be around for your kids. Not to sound like depressing, but it's a struggle. I still struggle with it, you know, telling my kids that maybe I didn't make it to a in-person class that day, so we're working out virtually. And like, I need that time that although they're still around me, I need that time to focus on me. And just showing them that it's okay to take that time for mom, because mom has a lot on her plate. But I really do think that because we're moms, we put ourselves last. And, you know, whether it's the kid excuse or the working excuse, you know, with four kids, three of mine coming up in spring have three different events. And, you know, it's easy to say, I don't have time for a workout. But it's finding that time and making it important so that you feel better.
Yeah. And I can say that I'm guilty of the kid excuse, not specifically with working out. I mean, working out too, but just in general. That is one great thing about, you know, being a mom, is that when you're just like really tired, you don't want to do something and you know you have something to do. And then, you know, one of your kids will always give you an excuse like, oh, mom, my head hurts. Oh, no. Well, I guess we can't go out now.
Yes, they can come in handy. I'm not saying that your kids can come in handy for some excuses, but
it is true that, like, you know, I've noticed that, oh man, you have to like really force yourself sometimes, you know, like, and there's a lot of times where, you know, I just don't want to do it. But if you get into that habit, like that, it just, you know, nothing's going to change. And it's hard. Like, I am definitely not some like hardcore gym rat. I'm definitely not like judging anyone here, or acting like I am have all the answers, because I get it. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm so tired every day, you know, and especially like at the end of the day, you know, all the kids are in bed. It's like the last thing I want to do is, okay, well now I've got to go do a workout. Mm-hmm. So I have to try to find ways to make sure that I can get around that. So like, for example, as soon as my son, my last kid, gets picked up on his bus, like I have to have my running shoes and my, you know, workout clothes and stuff on and go right then. Because if I go home and sit down, I'm not going to do it. I have to give myself like a fail safe, because otherwise it just won't happen.
I actually was listening to, I think it was a, I don't know if it was a podcast or where it was, that somebody was saying that, you know, they told themselves they were going to get up and they were going to work out and it just wasn't happening and it wasn't happening. But they were finding in their routine that every time they got up in the morning, you know, as most people, you get up and you go to the bathroom. So this person took his running shoes or his workout shoes and put them on top of the toilet so that he had moved them to go to the bathroom. And it just started that simple step of putting them on his feet. And then that routine of, well, now I'm going to go work out. I find myself often, because we do have two early morning workouts at 5:30 virtually, I'll sleep in my workout clothes or at least part of it, because one last barrier when I'm tired at 5:20 when the alarm goes off. And one less excuse for me to be like, well, it's going to take me time to get dressed and I don't want to get, like, you know, it's just eliminating those factors. And like you said, like putting on your workout shoes as you, you know, when you get dressed. So as soon as the kids are off on the bus, that's what you do. And that's part of your routine. And I think too, it's introducing a routine, whether it looks like, you know, I'm going to go to this class at Fit for Mom or the gym or whatever on these days, and just making it into your schedule. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, especially as moms, especially with, you know, kids that may not sleep through the night, or my 5-year-old still comes over to my bedroom every night. But just, I don't want to say if it's important enough, you'll get it done, because I don't want to make people sound like it's not important to them. But finding that routine and finding that accountability too. A lot of our moms will tell us, well, I came to class this morning because I was signed up and I knew you'd be looking for me. So even that little step of having that accountability group, a lot of our kids too, my 2-year-old, are we going to stroller strides today? Are we going to stroller strides today? Just like, it's so funny. Like at even 2, she kind of knows our routine of we drop the 5-year-old off at preschool and then we go to stroller strides. So maybe you just need a little buddy in your life that, you know, will push you to come to stroller strides with us. So.
Well, and that is another part of, you know, again, like we keep talking about community, and that helps though. Like that makes such a big difference. So just as an example, like you talk about like an accountability buddy, you know, it's great that it's your kid in this instance. If you don't have that, then have a friend. You know, like I'm doing a 5K with a bunch of friends right now, this coming up weekend. And having friends was so helpful for accountability, because then it was like, well, I have people that I have to answer to.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to, you know, a place like Fit for Mom, then you have friends there that, you know, you can make and, okay, well, we're going to go to this class on this day and I'm going to see you there. And then maybe afterwards we'll go get coffee, you know, like as a way to get you out the door.
Exactly. So, we actually just finished in February. We did a Galentine's partner challenge. So I partnered moms up who wanted to participate, and they got a point for every class they came to, and then 2 points for every class that they came to as a team. And there was only 5 teams, but the amount of times those moms showed up was amazing. And they were moms that, you know, are routine moms, but it pushed them a little bit more, and it pushed them to try different classes that they typically wouldn't try because they knew someone else was looking for them. What's great too is our kids become friends, so then they look for each other at classes. So, you know,
And then you have someone at home that's like, Mom, I want to go see Caden. Let's go.
Yeah,
I can't miss
exactly.
It.
I was with my 3-year-old yesterday and we were waiting for class to start. And I said, who do you think is going to be the first one here? And she named her best buddy, who unfortunately is not at morning classes because Mom works. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. She's not going to be here today. But, you know, just having that, like, not only are moms creating a village of support and friendships, our kids are creating a village of support and friendships. You know, I wouldn't know any of the moms from Fit for Mom if it wasn't for Fit for Mom. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and what would your advice be for someone who is, you know, maybe they're a new mom, maybe they're, you know, an old mom like me, and they've got, you know, they're pushing teenagers. But they just haven't gotten into a good workout routine. You're like, whatever the situation is, like, what would your advice be on how to get started? If you're feeling, you know, intimidated or I can't do this.
Yeah. So when we look at Fit for Mom specifically, we always just encourage schedule the class and show up. I know it's, again, easier said than done. We have some great stories from our moms. One mom who has been with us almost 6 years since we've opened, she'll tell the story that she came to our grand opening or the week of our grand opening. And that morning she said to her husband, she said, "I don't think I'm going to go. I just can't do it." And he's like, "You need to go. You need this." And here she is 6 years later. She's up to 3 kids. She's so actively with us. I think trying any workout, any gym, any fitness routine can be very intimidating for that first step. But if you never try it, you'll never know what you can find or what it can lead to in your life. I have done the couch to 5K numerous times. And without that first step, I would have never completed half marathons. I mean, it's hard. If you're a new mom, it's very hard to show up to something you're not sure what to expect anywhere, whether it's your first outing with your infant or your first workout class with your infant. So in relation to Fit for Mom, whether you're that brand new mom with that brand new baby, or maybe you're a mom of 3 and you're just hearing about us, or you're that mom that doesn't have stroller kids and you're just hearing about us, we're here for you. And, you know, we have a village of support that's going to help you through that first workout. And that's all we ask, is that you come and you give it a try, whether it's with us or any gym, but especially if you're a mom, we think you should come check us out.
And what kind of classes do you, I know you mentioned you have like your stroller classes, but yeah. What other kinds of, you know, things can people see there?
Yeah. So what's great with Fit for Mom too is we, as I mentioned at the very beginning, we are pre and postnatal focused. And I know a lot of people think when we say postnatal, oh, like that first 6 months, I'm way beyond that. I have a teenager, or my youngest is 6, or whatever it may be. But when we think postnatal, we're thinking motherhood. We offer a variety of fitness programs for any age and stage of motherhood. So under the Fit for Mom umbrella, there are 7 to 8 fitness programs starting from the very beginning with prenatal. Our Fit for Baby program, which what it's called, Fit for Baby, is exactly what it is. It's for our prenatal moms. It's a mom-only class designed for our expecting moms, and we lead them through an hour of strength, cardio, and we like to say core, but you know, that preparing for labor, preparing for motherhood workout. And then after baby comes, we have 3 stroller-friendly workouts: stroller strides, stroller bar, and Strides 360. I drew a blank on that for a minute. And they're all a little different. Stroller strides is very kiddo interactive. We do strength, we do cardio, we do core. We're with our strollers, we're singing songs. It's a full intensity, not full intensity, but full body hour workout. Stroller bar is just very similar to stroller strides, but we're working in our ballet moves and our bar moves. So if you think of, you know, dancer and ballet, we're doing a few more. We're not dancing by any means, because I'm no dancer, but we're using the strollers as our bar, and we'll still sing songs with the kids. And then Strides 360 is full cardio based. This one we like to say is stroller optional. We have a lot of moms come without their strollers and they'll focus on their running, or we have moms that come with their strollers and they'll run with their stroller or they'll walk. But that one is very cardio based and conditioning based for runners, although you don't have to be a runner to join us for that one. And then we have 2 mom only workouts, Body Ignite. Body Ignite is full strength. So you won't see any cardio in this one. And it is mom only, because we focus on you know, slow controlled movements. Weights are included. So of course, safety reasons of those kiddos. And then we end every workout with a 2 minute of stillness and just quietness for the mom's body to rest. And then we have our last program, Body Boost, which is our HIIT program. So high intensity interval training. So we go through cardio, strength, and again, some core. And we end with what we call a HIIT highlight, which is revisiting all those cardio moves and getting our heart rates as high as we can push them and going breathless. And then we do end this one with a meditation as well. And then upcoming, we have an actual session-based program that Fit for Mom released. It's called Body Well. So this focuses on nutrition, fitness, and taking care of mom. And it's an 8-week session. We're launching our first one upcoming in the middle of March, shortly after I believe this recording will come out. And that's really just to take mom through, you know, it used to be a focus on a transformation, but now it's just taking mom through that self-care and really getting her to focus on that nutrition and that fitness and, you know, changing her body, whether it's transformational and losing weight or just changing what she's eating and seeing a better image of herself and her fitness and wellness. I think I got them all.
Yeah, so there's, if you know, it's great to hear, I guess, that again, like you mentioned, you don't have to have just a baby to come there. Like, it's for everyone.
Correct. And even our stroller, I always say stroller friendly workouts, because you don't have to have a stroller to come. You're still going to get a full workout and an intense workout. And it's funny too, because every now and then we'll have family days and the spouses and partners will come and they'll walk away and they'll be sore the next day. And they're like, oh my gosh, you really do work out. That's really tough. You know, we do get a few people and they're like, oh, you just take a, you know, you just walk your strollers around. And we're like, no, that's not what we do. We're like, you can think that, and we do push our strollers and, but no. So I always like to use the word stroller friendly. One, it covers it. I don't necessarily always like to say mommy and me, because I think some people, when you see the word mommy and me, you're, you know, you think your kid's participating, they're going to be doing it with you. And that's not necessarily true in our case. So I like the word stroller friendly because it welcomes those kids. It welcomes you to bring your infants, your toddlers, your school age kids in the stroller, but it also allows you to come without your stroller. As long as you don't mind singing your ABCs to open air, you are welcome at any of our workouts.
And is it, I don't know if customizable is the word, but I mean, for people with different fitness levels, you know, someone who maybe they haven't worked out in a long time because they've been raising all their kids, you know, are they going to be able to keep up with the classes that they're taking?
Yeah, of course. So we have our variety of fitness levels throughout any of our classes, whether it's our prenatal classes to our stroller friendly to our mom only. All of our instructors too are educated in ways to modify and take down the intensity, but we're also educated in ways to increase the intensity. So we do like to start kind of mid-level and say, okay, here's where you might be at today. But if you're not and you need to decrease that intensity, you're going to take it to this level. But if you're ready to go even higher, here's the highest intensity level that you can go to. And it's so great because, you know, we might use equipment like dumbbells. So that's really customizable to a mom, because she might be at a 3-pound dumbbell, but then there might be the mom next to her who's rocking that 10-pound. And that's great too, because that gives you goals to set for yourself to increase your fitness level. And going back earlier in the podcast where I said about your jumping jacks, you know, maybe you're stepping your jumping jacks out and you say, it's a goal of mine within 6 weeks to do 30 seconds of full jumping jacks. And just setting those small fitness goals for yourself on those levels of intensity that we offer you.
Oh, whoops, I was on mute.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was just there like talking to myself.
That's okay. That happens. I do it all the time as a mom and I'm not on mute, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think that that's the, you know, the different intensity, you know, being able to kind of individualize your workout to yourself is really, really great because, I mean, for me, if I know if I feel discouraged, then I am that much less likely to do it next time.
Yeah.
And that actually was, I remember when I first started running, again, like a million years ago, not that I'm like an avid, super awesome runner now, but all the same, hey, I get out there, I do it, right? That's what matters.
Exactly. And
I remember I read somewhere and it stuck in my mind, but it was saying that like the key to running is to stop while you can feel like you can keep going. Mm-hmm. That if you push yourself to where you're completely exhausted, that you're going to feel like defeated.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's that stood out to me. And it's something I still think about, and not just in the context of running, but it's like knowing your body and knowing your, what you're able to do and being able to know, okay, I can push myself a little bit further, or I need to pull it back a little bit right now, you know, and being able to listen to yourself. I think that really goes a long way.
Yeah. And not to off track the intensity level, but relating to moms, to what's nice with our workouts is if you need to take a break because your baby's crying, we get that. And you can even use them as an excuse to take a break. So, but yeah, I think, you know, just knowing your limits, and we like to say, you know, first off, you showed up for yourself. That's step one. And then if you came to socialize and you're just doing that lower intensity jumping jack, but you're filling your cup because you got out of the house and you're now surrounded by people who get you, again, that's another accomplishment. So I think too, not to continue to, I don't want to say bash society, but society puts this bigger picture on, unless you're breathless, unless your heart rate's up, unless you can't feel like you can't go any bit further, you're not getting a full workout. That's not the case. And we really, you know, as our instructors, try to encourage mom to make it the workout that she needs for the day. If you need a high intensity workout and your body is ready for that, go for it. But if you need to step out and take care of your baby and socialize, we're here for that too.
Yeah, I think that sounds really great, and something that I think a lot of moms could really use. So if they want to find out more about Fit for Mom Reading, where can they look?
So we are on both social media, there's more than two. We are on Facebook and Instagram. I guess it would be handle, right? Is just Fit for Mom. So it's FIT, the number 4, Mom, MLM, Reading. So READING on both Instagram and Facebook. And then our website is reading.fitformom.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having us. Well, for being here, not having us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
See, that's the mom brain.
Yeah. It happens. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. And I will make sure to put all of the information in our show notes. So if you are interested in checking out more about Fit for Mom Reading, just look for the links.
Yes. And your first class is always free. So make sure if you're ready to join us, you check that out.
Sounds good. We will talk to you later, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's our episode for this week. New episodes will drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Leave us a review and share to help other moms find us. Thanks for stopping by the Fireflies and Whoopie Pie podcast, the only podcast by South Central PA moms for South Central PA moms. Until next time.